Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. And I wish you grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. What did the girl say, Jacob? I got nothing?
I got nothing.
I got nothing. That's the feeling that you sometimes get as you're sitting down before your computer screen and preparing to bring God's people God's word. I got nothing. But soon, that word of God goes to work. Here's what I got for you. I am a rock. I am an island. Simon and Garfunkel. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Invictus. William Ernest Henley. Sounds profound. Until you weigh it off against these words that choir, thank you so much for singing and bringing to us. I am a rock, I am an island, I am the master of my fate, the captain of my soul. No. He lives to silence all my fears. He lives to wipe away my tears. He lives to calm my troubled heart. He lives all blessings to impart to us who are living beings, not rocks, not islands, not masters, not captains, but we are those who are dependent upon the connection that our God makes to himself through Jesus our Savior. And therefore, as we rejoice at the empty tomb, that the stone has been rolled away for these ladies this morning, I want to steer your attention this morning to Romans chapter 6. This great text of resurrection, but also a great text of death. Let us pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, death is not something any of us really care to contemplate, and yet it is such a part of our reality. But today, borrowing from my brother's theme, that reality of death meets the reality of life that is ours in Christ. As we are connected to both life and death through our baptism in the name of Jesus, we pray that you help us to live out that connection. Amen. His death. The death of Jesus. We have been tracking through the Gospel of John. We have been tracking through until we came to this past Maundy Thursday. The night on which we find Jesus gathered together with his disciples in the upper room, the night on which we find Jesus knowing what is going to happen to him in those next 24 hours, knowing that in less than 24 hours, he will be placed in a tomb. And yet on that Maundy Thursday night, I am captivated by the fact, and I hope you are too, and I commend it to you. It hasn't always been part of my captivation with Maundy Thursday, but it has been lately. And that is that Jesus, even though he knows he's going to be betrayed and beaten and tried and denied and all those terrible things that are going to happen, including that journey to the cross, on that Maundy Thursday and on the eve of his death, he has his mind on us. He has his mind on the disciples. He prays for them. He prays for us that we might be one. And then on that Good Friday, he breathes his last and he dies. And why do we make so much of that death? Because we know that death is a one and done death. That the sins of the whole world, the weight of the world and its sins are placed upon that Savior who is there in our place. And this morning, in these words of Paul, we celebrate not only his death, and I did say celebrate death, we celebrate our death. We celebrate that through this means of water and word, God has brought forward to the individual who is about to be baptized. God has brought forward to you and me who have been baptized. From that time, so long, long ago, the death of Jesus and connected us to that death in such a way that we die the death for sin, but we don't die. He does. But we are connected to that. And that's why we can sing and say alleluia on this day, even though it is in the face of death. Because we've already been connected to that horrific death that is due to sin. And we will, all of us, have to pass into life. And maybe I really should say we get to pass into life. 1 year ago today, my father passed from this life to that life. Within that year, Jacob's father passed from this life to that life. And on this day, we have hope. We have hope because of his life. All during these past few weeks, we've been tracking not only with Jesus in terms of how it is that he's going to come to that point of death on a cross, but we've been tracking with Jesus as that word takes on flesh so it can dwell among us. And remember that the only reason that Jesus takes on life, takes on the human flesh, just like ours, the only reason that Jesus becomes like us is so that he can die for us. Real flesh and blood, and yet real Son of God, real God, doing what no one else can do for us, and that is by his death, defeat sin, defeat death, as he rises from the dead, and we on this day celebrate the life that is Jesus Christ. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And we get to celebrate our life. Because in this text, Paul not only writes that we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death, we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. See all the stuff that's already happened to you? It's already done. The death for sin is already done. You've already been connected to it. But also, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. This is our life. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, united by water and word, we're not only buried with Christ by this baptism into his death, or buried with Christ by baptism into his death, we're raised to new life. We have the gift of life in Jesus. We are connected to him and to our Father. Nothing separates us from the love of God that is ours in Christ Jesus. We are not masters of our fate, captains of our soul. We are not rocks. We are not islands. We are living beings in whom lives the very Spirit of God. The song goes on, I'm a rock, I'm an island, to say that a rock feels no pain. An island never cries. That's not the Savior. The rock, Christ the rock, felt real pain, endured real temptation, suffered real punishment on that cross, but rose to new life for you and me. And as we have the joy of having him live with us now, not as rocks, not as islands, but as those connected to God, those who are the living throne of the Holy Spirit, remember the Jesus who did cry, who wept at the death of Lazarus, wept with all those who mourn. And those of you who are thinking of loved ones who are rejoicing before the Father in heaven today and you mourn them, know that Jesus mourns that as well. That was not God's design. But know also that now they celebrate face to face with angels and archangels. They are the company of heaven with whom we connect today in this Lord's Supper. But remember also that Jesus wept over Jerusalem as he was about to enter that city because he knew that they would not accept him. And he knew that outside of the acceptance of him as Savior is nothing but death. I was privileged, I thank you for the privilege. 2 weeks ago today, I was in a village in Africa called Kawete. And it's the time of year when we celebrate with the school, Christ Community Lutheran School, Uganda. We celebrate the graduation of their P7 students, the equivalent of our eighth graders. And they get a goat. And it's a high time of celebration because the purpose of that goat is to hopefully help them pay for their secondary education. And we get to worship, and I'm always asked to preach. And the setting is not something cathedral-like like this, but it is cathedral-like. It's a big, beautiful tree out in the middle of the schoolyard. The ground's been pounded down by lots and lots of feet over time. And we worship under that tree, and we gathered for baptisms that day. Eight. Life and death. Death and life. I got to be a part of the death of eight people that day. I got to be part of the resurrection, the new life of eight people that day. Seven of them, there's the seven, okay? The gospel in seven words. Remember, this was the gospel in seven small children as their parents, their sponsors brought them forward to this big blue plastic bowl that you could buy at any dollar store if you looked. Water and word were present. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, they were buried with Christ and raised to new life. And one among them was a woman. She stood over here. Was a woman who was a mother of children that go to Christ Community Lutheran School, Uganda. This woman was a Muslim. But she came to faith in Jesus Christ because of the way in which she saw people living out what it meant to have died and risen with Christ again. In other words, what it meant to live as children of God. She saw the way that the faculty and other students and the community treated and welcomed her children. And I was so reminded of the words of Pastor Chris Pavola on December 31st, Sunday morning, as he preached here, as he said, Jesus is seen through service. That's how she saw Jesus. She saw Jesus through the service of that school. She came to faith in Christ, and on that morning 2 weeks ago, she died. Her old self died, and she was raised to new life in Christ again. You and I have been given that same gift. The old has died. The new has come forward. We're not rocks that feel no pain. We feel plenty of pain. That's reality. But the new reality is that Jesus Christ has compassion upon that pain, has mercy upon us, has risen again, and we have the blessed hope that we get to live in his love every day of our lives. Today we celebrate Easter. Celebrate Easter tomorrow as well. Die again with Christ, be raised again with him by virtue of your baptism. Come back and join us often as we celebrate on Sundays and on weekends these little Easters, these celebrations of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ again, to strengthen us for life here, but also to prepare us for that time where, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we will laud and magnify his glorious name. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.